This is the Inside Data Center Podcast. We talk to the people who power the data center sector to give you insider info on everything happening in DC today. Here's your host, Andy Davis.
Welcome to the Inside Data Center Podcast. Today I'm joined by Paul Hammer. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Andy. Thanks for having me back here again.
Absolute pleasure.
I think we almost caused a scandal with our picture in central London with a dog. The dog is, I think, more famous now than both of us combined. So, yeah.
Exactly. I think it proves the influencer status is definitely better for dogs. So we need to get a dog, which is clear. We need a team dog, DataX, a team dog for the podcast. But thanks for coming on. Obviously, you said you've been on before. Yeah. I'll share some of the links to our previous conversations. You know, we've had a lot of conversations around events, communities, how we can shake things up a little bit. What we're going to try and do now is explain to the listeners and the wider audience what we're up to. So hopefully this will be an insight into our world, what we've been doing behind the scenes while we've been meeting in London for very nice lunches.
Yeah, very nice lunches. And I think the Data Center Club has now its first K9 member, which is also quite shows that we're thinking outside the box here, isn't it?
And I did say when I started the community that it's open for all, and I genuinely meant that. So dogs are welcome. Before we go into it, though, do you want to just give some people might not know who you are?
Some people might not know me. Yeah, so I used to run Data Center World in Germany, and which is a tech show in Frankfurt and various other events across Europe, and was always in the tech space. Left that organizer back in December 22, joined a company called EasyFairs, which is a very community-focused event organizer across Europe. Worked on a couple of concepts over the last 1 year, and now sort of things are taking shape, and we sort of know which directions we're going. So we came up with a new brand. It's called TechStars. It's basically complete reverse of how you would organize an event. Instead of thinking about what does the exhibitor want, we think about what does the attendee want. And this is really where it drives it, because it's the community behind it that really wants to see a change. And that's how we feel. It's time for change, and it's time to bring events to the 21st century and really speak with people, go into the communities and help the community shape what you're trying to create for them, which is a platform, basically, which you have done already amazing with Data Center Club. On Monday, we have done a data and AI night in Munich. And it was just, 2 weeks before, we put it on LinkedIn and said, hey, you work in that space, come around. Surprise, surprise, I think 60% of the attendees were from the data center industry. There were a couple of oldies even there. They called themselves the oldies. They said, well, you know, we need to understand what AI is and what are the real impacts on us. And then, of course, you get into the typical conversation, say, well, you go to various events and they're like, yeah, we speak about it from a hardware perspective and say we need to upscale, but we don't really understand what we're upscaling for and what are the actual impacts of it. So that's where it gets quite interesting. So, but that's a bit of a repeat of the conversation I think that we had also 2 weeks ago in London, because it's, I think it's time for change, but it's also time to give the community the power to really get the knowledge that they want when they attend any kind of event. And that's why thanks for having me here. And I think we have a couple of things we're going to reveal today on the pod, because I think the Data Center Club is going into its next chapter.
Well, that's it. And we're going to shout out to the listeners. I'll say it now, but you know, we want some feedback from you around events. We're going to shout out at the end and have a bit. We're going to end the podcast with that debate of what we want. But if you're listening now, please reach out to me or Paul after this, when you've listened to this conversation, and tell us what you want in an event, because we are very much community focused. We do want to shake things up. We are going to do it. We want you to be the drivers. So please come back to us with some feedback. I think on that point, you said, obviously, we had lunch a couple of weeks ago, and we've met quite a few times over the last probably 12 to 18 months. But Yeah, how did someone like you and someone like me end up collaborating? It's probably quite a good question because, you know, I'm in the recruitment world. You know, I do have obviously the community focus. You're in the events. We're very separate lives. Didn't know each other before these conversations.
Yeah.
How did we get together?
Well, I would say the thing is we both have sort of the same interest. I think early conversations we used to have at different events across south of France, London, wherever it was. It was always the same thing. It was like, yeah, well, the next generation sort of needs to come into the industry. There's a gender gap. There's an age gap. There's a knowledge gap. The community, the data center community is very, I would say, they keep themselves to themselves. The AI community does the same thing. And it's just like, okay, let's just think outside the box. Why don't we just try to bring everybody together? And let's maybe think about what the younger people would like to do or what interests other genders or ethnicities and what really creates the open platform. And then what really works well in the US is networking events. What means networking events? Networking events means that you meet up in the evening and you just have a drink with somebody. And you know what? Maybe you don't have a job title on your badge or you're Andy. And I'm Paul. And what is AI to me? Or what do you think is the impact of data centers? And if you create this really safe environment where everybody is just a human being within a community because everybody wants to grow, wants to network, and wants to chat, it really opens space for collaborations between different individuals that would never speak if they meet each other on the road. And that's what we saw on Monday. We had ex-CEO of Amazon Europe. He showed up there and he was talking to a 22-year-old Technical University of Munich student about AI. And this you would never create at a traditional trade fair. And this is sort of the idea behind it. And that's why for the data center community, it's also time to really freshen up a bit. And I think that's where we came up with the nice idea to call it not Data Center Club, but we're going to call it Data Center Club Nights. So, and this is, I think it's the cat is out of the bag with that one. But I think the idea behind it is really to bring everybody together and just have a laugh and just have a talk. And I think that's something we're going to try to do over the next coming months with different locations across Europe and really try to bridge that gap and bring the community together and see what happens with it because we want the input from them, right? Yes. Further down the road, we have something called the Road to 25 of what we're trying to create with the communities and then try to create a big community event where people can come and talk and there's keynote and there's stages and these things. But what we really want is want people to reach out and be like, hey, I would love it if you guys talk about this or could I see this and this speaker and give us his input because that's what we're here for. We're here to really cater to you guys and really try to make sure that you guys get what you want because everybody's hungry for knowledge and knowledge is power. We know that. If we could predict what happens over the next 5 years with AI and all of these things, I think the chance is higher to win the lottery than to predict what's going to happen. But if you look at how everybody's scaling up and the investments that are happening, there's something coming. It's an avalanche now. So, we've got to stay on top of it.
Yeah, and I think obviously covered quite a lot there, but the community aspect is what I think really brought us together in that we don't have a motive a lot of the time. It is really to get the community, get the people together and provide what they want. I think we've always been looking at things slightly differently. You know, we don't want events to be the same people talking about the same topics at every event. We don't want the conversations to be a token conversation of 20 minutes to cover next generation of talent, for example, just because they feel like they have to do it. We don't want a talk on diversity just because they feel like they have to do it. It should very much be what the people want to listen. And also from the speaker perspective, you know, you've touched on it and we've talked about this a lot. Who do you want to hear from? Because personally, I don't want to hear from the same people every single time. I want to hear fresh ideas. And fresh ideas don't always come from within the industry either. They come from outside the industry. So there's loads of ways you can take the event space.
Yeah, no. If we look at 10 events across Europe, you probably see the same people on panels and keynotes. And I think this is also why a lot of the listeners here who are probably senior decision makers or in management positions within their organizations probably don't attend these events anymore, because they say, well, I don't know that person already, or I've seen him already four times, or I've seen her four times. And of course, there's a very thin line. A lot of organizers slip into that space of ticking boxes. All right, people want diversity, tick. But this comes back to what I said. People do what the exhibitor wants to have, right? So it's a big company who comes and says, well, we're pushing now ESG, we're pushing now sustainability. And then the organizer goes, okay, sustainability is not a big topic, we need to do it. Yes, it is important, but there's a certain approach on how to do it and bring, like you said, people from outside the industry, because they look at it with a completely fresh set of eyes. And when they look at it, they will see things that we maybe don't see who work in that space. It could be from rail operators, aviation, it could be anything, right? It could be even some environmental scientists, people from space who work at NASA and these things. So there's really some, got some interesting plans we're planning to do with it. But some of these people will also, we're planning to bring them for these meetups, which we're going to do, because I think that would be quite interesting, because it just puts a really nice twist into it. And I said with the team, we said there's a big rule which is called leave your ego at the door. So this is like, if you come to this event, even if you come to Data Center Club Nights, AI Nights, and we will definitely do an AI Nights meets Data Center Club Nights very soon. It's really important that people really put down the barriers and really talk with each other openly. And I think that's what's really needed in the industry.
Definitely. And obviously that brings us on to Data Center Club Nights. And we've been teasing the idea on LinkedIn and alike recently. And this is an idea that came from both of us. You know, we kind of got together and said, hey, there's something here. The no name badge, the open door, you know, all those aspects were a real key part of it. Networking to actually meet new contacts rather than meet the same people that you meet at every other networking event. And say, like, the community aspect is very much that open for all. You know, we don't want to be charging X amount of euros just to get into these events. That's not why we're doing it. It's to try and bring people together. And obviously we met, had a few, you know, a couple of times, a few drinks, bit of dinner, and the idea came to life. And now obviously we're looking to take it on the road in 2024.
Yeah, that's really what it is, because I mean, lots of you in the community will know these events, but they're normally sponsored by companies. And this is something which creates, again, well, it's not a very open environment for collaboration, because everybody has their drive behind it. They want to sell their products or their services. And we're just really trying to create something for the community, which is, it's apart from that, because it's for us, it's really about you guys. And it's about bringing you together, and let's see what's going to come out of it, because we're even partnering up with foundations who sort of have the same goals, because they also want to help build communities in countries who don't have the needs. And this is really, one community that's doing it beautiful, I must say it, is the open source community. They do this really beautifully. They have their meetups, everybody comes together. It doesn't matter from which company you work for. If you work for the hyperscalers, what your job title is, you're on that stage, you collaborate with your fellows who around you and who work in the same space. That's something which need to try to create here. And what I see a lot is that you have a lot of data center events who speak about AI and what it could bring, and you have a lot of AI events speaking about, oh my god, we don't have enough capacities and this is happening. And so then I was like, well, it's no rocket science. How about I just put both of them in one room? And this is basically what we're trying to create in 25. And then people wouldn't need to fly to the US to go to summits and these things. You're going to be able to find it in Europe. But more about that is to follow, because it's still a little bit too early to reveal everything about it. Let's just put it like this.
And again, though, AI has become such a big topic, and obviously we won't talk about the event, but it has become a key focus of a lot of these, a lot of the events that are taking place in the data center industry. But if you actually look at the agenda, there's very little from the AI community. It's very much data center people talking about the challenges that AI brings, which is obviously capacity, demand, growth, etc. But there's not many experts from within AI saying, this is what's coming, or this is what you can expect, or this is how you can manage it. It's all data center people saying, got a bit of a problem here, but no one from the AI community adding their input.
Yeah, and you know what gets even, it gets even better because I have the, the investment communities for the data center industry. These guys and girls are sitting there and they're like, how can we invest in AI businesses? Well, do you just see that even these big investment firms don't really have the access to that community? And it's like surreal because I think one big issue here is that you have two different generations. That AI community, the data AI community is a very, I wouldn't say young, but yeah, it's probably a 20 years age gap in between, I would say, probably in the decision makers space between the two industries. And yeah, how do you bring them together? Well, just have a drink in the evening. And I mean, in Munich, we're doing a pub. It's very casual and people love it because it's I had one gentleman, he showed up. He was old Bavarian gentleman. Shout out to Otto here on the podcast. Otto is in his 70s. And Otto was like, you know, in Bavaria, you know, when you have these traditional beer tables with a, you sit once a week and you talk, and he's like, the only thing we talk about is AI. And he's like, but we can't get the youngsters to come with us during the week in the evening on the table and talk about it. And he's like, that's why I came to this event, because I want to understand, what is AI? How does it work? And it's the same way around. People hear data center, data center, data center. You will probably have a lot of people show up to these data center events and be like, what is actually a data center? How does it work? And what are the impacts? And sometimes you'd be surprised because these individuals will work for the city, they will work for the government, they will be business owners in, they will have the small SMEs with maybe 500, 600 employees. But this is, again, potential clients for somebody that's a data center architect, because this guy is maybe upscaling or the next generation is coming in and he needs to grow his business. So it's really about bringing everybody together that is one, interest in the tech space, wants to learn, wants to know, but then also have the insiders there to really share the knowledge between each other. And I think that's sort of the philosophy we're trying to go by with.
Yeah, and there's been some great new events. I'm going to shout out to Gen Plus One in the UK, who are doing the next generation under 35, I think. So I just scrape in it, not. But they're doing some great events for young people in the sector.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good things happening now, and hopefully we want to work together with these type of organizations. Yes. To bring them together with the AI community as well. So, but equally, the point you're making, I guess, is those people that are not in our industry, give them the opportunity to come to these events and have a conversation. Because if we want to attract more people, which we all talk about all of the time, and we've been at events where they've talked about it, I've been in discussions with events about hosting something around it, and it's never happened because it's not driven by sponsors, it's driven by community. But that opportunity for them to come into a bar or wherever we are and just have a chat with somebody is really important. If you want a career in the industry, pop in, have a chat to some people that work in it and learn a bit more about it.
Yeah, that's the thing that always surprised me in this particular industry. It's in other industries, you walk into conferences, events, whatever it is, and you have a big, like something called a job wall, right? And then the companies will put, hey, we're looking for this person, this person, this person. And then when the younger people come in the afternoon, you can just scan the QR codes, apply for it. You would have the head of talents for the businesses also walking around, trying to engage with these young people. So why don't we do this for this industry? I don't understand it, because it's not like it hasn't been around only for 2 years. It has been around for ages. So, and this is also one of like the things that we're then trying to do with you, obviously with the work that you're doing, is to really create this space then. Like, yes, let's nurture young talent, but also older talent. Like if they come from a different industry and they want to change and all of these, like, it, come on, like it's open. It's an open community. So actually, you should call it open data centers, but it's not very secure. I know, Andy. Sorry, I'm probably going to get some bad comments on this one. But I think it's just, yeah, let's collaborate. Like, why not? What's stopping it? I mean, there's so much stuff happening, and the only way we can really make a change if we stick together and we do it as a community rather than trying to individually change things, which is, yeah, it might work, but together I think we have more pull when it comes to it.
Yeah, 100%. And I think the right people will come together, and that's the key to this. And on the talent piece, I think a lot of it comes from a fear of losing talent. I think that's why the sector is very much, well, we need to keep hold of our talent. I can quite happily tell you that at these events, there's a lot of talent conversations happening behind closed doors. So having a job board on the wall is not going to change anything. It will hopefully help more people find the right role, but they still find the roles if they really want them. And it could bring more people to you. If you focus on retention, you won't lose the talent anyway. I think that's the key. So Data Center Club Nights, coming soon. Where are we going to be?
What's the plan? I think there's going to be some pizza and some pasta with the first one.
There's a clue.
Some pizza and some pasta. It's also, we're trying to really take it to communities who are not as I would say as well established when it comes to the event space as, of course, in London. I mean, you have a meetup every week about some topic. So really trying to take it to these areas. Let's see. I would say watch the space. If you want to get involved, let us know. Reach out to us. We're really open for it. And then maybe another giveaway. Everybody, maybe if you would be around in Munich in some time during the Oktoberfest, end of September, maybe look for a hotel already, because there might be something worthy the Data Center Club Nights, but you need to probably bring your lederhosen and your dirndl for it. Let's just put it like this.
And on one point you made, that, you know, we can make this a global community. You know, Data Center Club already is global. There's people in it from all over the world, and there's people regularly reaching out to me and saying, you know, what can I do to drive it? And we really do have plans to drive it and make it big, make it a... So if you are listening and you think you can help us somewhere in the world, please reach out. You know, we are open to spreading the net as quickly as we can from a community perspective. So, you know, if you're somewhere where you think this might work, drop us a message. We're happy to jump on a call and have a conversation about it.
And help you out wherever you need help with it, because it's really about building the community. I mean, it should not stop with the place you're at. One person is enough to start a community, I always say, and then from there it just grows. And I think that's something beautiful. That's a beautiful thing about being a human. We can't be alone, right?
That is exactly Data Center Club, though. And I said it before when we did our podcast about Data Center Club. You know, I've said it. It was an idea to try and bring people together. I had no idea what would happen with it. And let's be totally honest, we've not done a lot of marketing, promotion, or anything around it. It's just a community on LinkedIn with a goal to bring people together, to remove the barriers. That's all it is. But we now sit at 3,000 and something members. We're not far off the members of another data center community that we won't mention, but we're not far off the members of that group, and we will grow well above that.
I don't know what group you're talking about, because I think we have our own shirts now, Andy, isn't it? Yes.
Merch is coming soon.
Merch is coming. So you might see a picture of Andy with a Data Center Club shirt.
On the road. But that brings us on to the final point I wanted to talk about. Yeah. We mentioned it at the start. I want to know what the listeners want. And that goes for merch as well. You know, what merch do you want? But the key point is, what do you want from an event or a networking event? It could be, you could consider this as a one-day event. What do you want to see at an event like that? Or you could consider it from an evening networking event. What do you want? You know, we've touched on the sort of no-name badge, the open door policy, trying to bring different communities together. But what else do you want? We really, really do want to know. You know, to please come back to myself or Paul to discuss.
Yeah, that would be lovely. And even like speaker-wise, who would you love to see? I mean, clear, Sam Altman, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, if you could bring him back and see how he would reveal the next iPhone, which probably looks the same as the one currently does. But it's like, yeah, it's like, who would you like to see on a stage? And even what industry are they from? And do you think that would be for you something? We want to really create something which creates impacts for generations to come. And I think that's a nice cliffhanger, right?
Yeah, definitely. And it could be that we offshoot this into loads of different avenues as well. It doesn't have to be one. You know, we might have leadership, next generation, AI. We don't know where this is going, but it can go anywhere you want it to go. And I think that's the key message we're trying to paint here is, what do you want? We'll create it with your support. And we want people to get involved as well. You know, I can't do data center club on my own. Paul wants feedback for his events so that we can make them the best events that are out there. So come into the community, help us out, and you know, you can be a part of this, which hopefully is the motivation to get in touch with us.
And also, if you know a nice location in your city where you think we should do a data center club night, let us know. We'll be in touch.
How about this one? If you've got a data center where we can have a data center club nights, even better. We'll bring the media team. We'll obviously sign an NDA before we enter. We'll bring our ID to get through the door. But if that would be amazing. I don't think it'll ever happen. But if anyone listening has got a data center, or if it's a data center that's no longer in use,
that will be a proper data center club night. So yeah, to all the I would think to all the operators out there, if you can give us a data center for a night, we make it worth your time.
Yeah. Free promotion from us, free data center from you. It's a win-win. Better leave it there, because otherwise we'll go into too much detail about what we're trying to do, or we'll just talk on all day. This will probably come out after Kickstart, but we might see some of you at Kickstart or have seen some of you. I'll be at Data Center World in London the week after. Paul is always around at the event. So if you see either of us, you know, please come and speak to us about this idea and help us out. And as I say, you know, drop us a message if you want to have a chat about anything we've talked about. We'd love to hear from you.
Perfect. Thank you for having me, Andy. And see you in Amsterdam.
See you there. Run for the flight.
Bye.